In the neo-post-apocalyptic wasteland, the last video store on Earth still spreads the lost art of cinema. But during the month of October, its employees and some special guests shine a spotlight on horror! Welcome to the Apocalypse Video Shocktober Spooktacular.
Cyber Edition.
I am your creepy virtual avatar, Immortan Hoof.
Seal the cryo tubes, scan for life forms, and whatever you do, don't forget to empty the litter box. It's Lilycat.
Next,
we're interplanetary taxi drivers. Everybody else is just along for the ride.
Interstellar transport is not all it's cracked up to be.
It appears that you have two people aboard who are not who they claim to be.
Time jumpers, we're dealing with a couple of criminals.
The first thing we have to do is to find who those two people are.
In fact, these folks were better off asleep.
Something was brought into this ship, and some kind of deadly bacteria were brought in with it.
In space.
What in blazes is happening?
No one.
I never thought it would end like this.
Should have to put up with.
Lilycat?
Lilycat. Next on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Hello, and welcome to the second installment of Apocalypse Video Shocktober Spooktacular Cybertober. I'm your host, Dave. I'm joined again by Nicholas Immortan Hoof.
Meow.
Nick, you can't bring that shotgun on board, buddy. You know, you're going to have to leave that behind. Oh, never mind. You can't. There's no rule saying you can't have a shotgun on this space flight.
One of your toys.
One of your toys.
I don't feel comfortable without it.
And that other voice you heard, of course, is Ryan.
Can we continue, Mr. Dick?
Oh, well, we're here to talk about Ridley Scott's Alien. No, that's not right. Hold on. Let me check my notes here. Okay. We're here talking about John Carpenter's The Thing. No, damn it. That's not right either. Hold on. Let me double check. Oh, okay. Okay. We're talking about 1987's anime sci-fi horror Lilycat. And I got to say, I was scared for a large portion of this movie. But it wasn't anything the movie was doing. It was because I was really afraid that I had messed up and chosen a horror movie that did not involve robots or AI. Basically, didn't fit the theme. Like, there's a majority of this movie, I'm thinking to myself...
Did you pick this?
I did. This was my pick.
I figured this was a Goat Hoof original.
Well, because
it does seem like that, yeah, but... Dave stumbled upon this treasure on his own.
Yeah, I chose this one. I did like the most basic Google search, like, you know, to try to look for, because honestly, like, when the idea was proposed for Cybertober, like AI, virtual reality, basically, you know, cyber horror, stuff like that, not a ton came to mind aside from The Lawnmower Man. Like, really, The Lawnmower Man was the first one that came up. So I did a Google search, like, very basic search, and Lilycat popped up. And I'm like, ooh, an anime. This is interesting. It's short. It'll make for a, you know, quick, you know, snappy episode. And one of the first images you see when you Google this movie is a cat with, like, the head detached and, like, a robot thing underneath. So I'm like, okay, perfect. There's robot cats. Perfect. However... like I said before, for a majority of this movie, probably like a good 40 minutes of its hour and seven runtime, there are no robots. There's no sign of robot cats. Only John Carpenter's The Thing. And I'm like,
there is a computer.
Well, there's a computer.
There's a little bit.
Yeah, but it's sci-fi. Not revealed as outrightly revealed as a villain until later in the movie. So for a majority of the movie, I'm watching this thinking to myself, oh God, this is just an Alien ripoff. There's no robots in this at all. Cody's going to have my ass. But thankfully it's revealed that Lily Cat is actually a robot. It's, let me pull it up here because I couldn't remember it. One of the things about this movie, when they show you explanations of things on the computer screen, it goes by so fast you barely have time to read it.
I know, I thought the same exact thing, and it's just like, what the heck? You read the first couple words, and it's not even like subtitle length. It's,
yeah.
Time.
So evidently, Lily Cat, aka the Master, the cat part stands for computerized animal shaped technological robot. And it's basically. Yeah. It's basically like the Master, as it says. It runs the ship. But we find this out later, and as I said before, as I alluded to, this is just Alien mixed with the Thing, and it's so blatant. It's a shock that this movie didn't get, like, the filmmakers weren't sued by Ridley Scott or John Carpenter.
This is, like, so obscure. I don't even think they probably knew that this movie exists.
Yeah, especially without the internet, you know, in the 80s.
That's a good point.
I would think I would have been stoked, but like, I don't know. The Chad computer, that the version that we had, the title of it was Lily Cat 1987 Alien Inspired Cult Classic Anime with Shape Shifting Extraterrestrial Menace. And I was like, well, that kind of spoils the movie a little bit.
Seriously, yeah.
And I kind of was just like, but when it started, I'm like, it would have been cool to kind of discover, like, oh, wow, this is like an Alien anime. Sweet. And then it was just like, oh, it is Alien.
It does. To the movie's credit, like, it is a blatant ripoff of Alien and the Thing, more so Alien. But there are some really cool, gnarly pieces of imagery in this movie, especially the opening. Like, the opening is really, really cool. Like, it kind of reminded me of Aliens, like that dissolve shot where you see Ripley's face and then it like dissolves into like the planet. Like, it kind of reminded me of that with this, like when you see the cat and it goes mm-hmm. and then like you see the thin little slit in the cat's eye and it like it dissolves into like, you know, a planet or something or whatever. It was really, really cool.
No, I mean, I thought it was kind of, it was cool. I mean, I know that you watch a lot of kind of 80s anime, Nick, but it's always stuff I've only caught like maybe a couple, but it's all like, how does this compare to ones you've seen? Because I thought it was kind of cool, even though it was a, you know, very inspired by a few other movies.
That is so generous of you to say, right? Very inspired by.
The concept of being an alien ripoff is the least of this movie's like shortcomings for me. It's just, it's very, how would I say, paper thin, in terms of what it's doing. Like, there's a lot of character beats that are thrown in that are just, they don't have a payoff, or their payoff is very...
Or they're very late.
Nothing.
Kind of almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, there's a backstory. Like, this one character has the silliest backstory. It's like, she wants to sneak on the ship so she can come back, and her rival is older and ugly, and she's beautiful.
Well, yeah, like, so it's the 40-year journey, but they're not really aging, and so it's like, yeah, she's like, my best friend stole my boyfriend, so I wanted to come back to Earth 40 years later, and she'd be an old hag and stuff, and that'd be... Yeah.
That made me laugh hard.
It's like the last 5 minutes of the movie she says that.
Yeah, it's like right before she thinks she's gonna die. She's like, this is her truth.
But I
she's
think
like,
it's,
I wanted to be beautiful and my rival is ugly.
I think it's kind of a funny, interesting, like, I don't know, play that a little earlier, you know? That's a character thing, you know. We could have got in the beginning of the movie, you know. But
Yeah, and even there's another character dynamic between, so, well, it is an alien ripoff, so you know pretty much the story, but there's a couple one or two things that are thrown in. Like they're at when everybody wakes up, they all find out there's two imposters that shouldn't be on the ship. And even that is also like inconsequential to everything, in my opinion. It's just like it does resolve it, but again, it just feels like so lackluster. So the animation is cool. Like I'll watch this kind of anime all day because just the animation is just super nostalgic for me. I love it. It has this texture to it. It just looks it's I love looking at this kind of anime, so I'll never get tired of that. But
Yeah, it's almost like, I mean, I know that animation are usually shorter, and it just has like the vibe of a movie that would be a lot longer. And I think like a subplot of imposters on the ship is interesting, I think. And it turns out like, oh, it's a so it's both the guys that kind of survive toward the end is like this guy that's like a criminal and the detective, right? Those are the two that are
That detective character is crazy.
Yeah, that's what's his last name's Dick, something Dick. But yeah, they're the two
Barry,
guys
it's
that
Dick,
snuck.
yeah, ba Barry Dick or Dick Barry.
Barry Dick. Dick Barry. He is a detective, and then the guy that he's chasing
Right,
killed
Ryu,
some guys.
basically. I was
Yeah.
gonna say, and they're all kind of like Street Fighter looking characters. We got like Ryu, the captain of the ship is Wolverine. We got like
Yes.
big old American, what's that,
Yeah, like Guile.
Guile kind of guy. Yeah.
With a shotgun.
Just comically walking around with a shotgun. It's my toy. I can't leave it. It's like I also got I love dogs. I got my 20 hunting dogs back home. Such a comical character.
Yeah. Yeah,
Well,
Dick Barry.
before we get too further, let's discuss the plot of this movie as it is. As we said, I mean, if you've seen Alien, you've basically seen this movie, but like essentially it's about instead of space truckers, it's like I guess space colonizers, sort of. They're like going to investigate a planet that might be suitable
Minerals
for
and
human
stuff,
life.
I think, And it's like
Yeah.
there's like a mix of professionals and sort of like are they supposed to be scientists or students or something like that?
Something like that, like the crew, and they say in the movie that it's hard to get crew to want to do missions like this because, as we said, it's basically like 40 year, it's like a 40 to 50 year journey in Earth time. Like you're frozen, you only age like a month, and then you're like put into cryo sleep, you only age like a month. And when you come back to Earth, you've been basically been gone for like 40, 50 years. So it's a really hard job to
Like
find.
interstellar kind of shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to find crew members for this. So oftentimes the crew members that you get are kind of like weird, kind of, rando people with like
Nothing
weird
to live
backstories as to
for.
why they're here. Like for instance, like we said, one girl is just like, "Oh, this she stole my boyfriend. And now I'm gonna show her. I'm gonna
She's
kill
the
this
one
dude."
with the lily cat that's introduced. That she
She's the
has.
one that has Lily Cat, yeah. And
What's the cat's name in Alien? That's who's playing this.
Jones.
Jonesy, yeah, is playing
Yeah.
the.
So she's there out of spite. A couple other, I don't know what, there's a few other people. I don't know if it really gets into why they're there, but it's really kind of the only interesting thing about the story that I found is that whole idea of like, so much time passing back on Earth, and when you and it's like a sol it's a lonely, solitary existence, this job. And those were like kind of the interesting beats, like from the captain. Like the captain was kind of my favorite character in the movie.
Yeah, because the captain, he has like a primary crew, it seems like,
Yeah.
and they're the ones who I think you make it. That's to me, that's the most interesting thing that the movie says.
Yeah.
But it's yeah, this captain has and his crew, they're like hundreds of years old now,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
they're like they lament their existence now at the end. And that was the interesting thing. It's like, oh yeah, these guys are just like they're living outside of time in a sense.
Well, it felt like the one unique thing that the movie had going for it. Like that whole monologue he has towards the end of the movie where he's like, and this I didn't think about this, but yeah, this would suck. Like, you figure so much time's going by, like fashion is changing, like the times are a changing, you know what I mean? Like you're gonna be a person out of time when you go back. So it's like at that point you're like, what does he say? Like the first time it's kind of weird. after the second time and third time, it's just like, this is fucked up.
Yeah, if you thought, see, like, I think the movie, there's so much there to do with just that concept
exactly.
in and of itself.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm thinking about this, okay, once upon a time in this world, there was a year 2023, and then 40 years before that, there was 1983. Like, the differences in technology, yeah. just, like, that's a different world completely. Mm-hmm. And to return to something like that, I can't even imagine. Like, that's a cool concept.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's good stuff. It's just it's quick, and it's in, I don't know, like, it's almost like a lot of stuff kind of set up, like you said, and not really a lot of.
This feels very threadbare, and it is. And the other thing that I think it uses its the shocking stuff in the animation. So, like, pretty much all the horror stuff, it uses a little bit more sparingly than I probably would have liked. We could have used a little bit more of that, but yeah, I think there was some interesting stuff, and you know, you do always have some characters that stand out here, and kind of like the guy with the shotgun. I think he was funny. just walking around, it's like, oh, this is my toy.
Continue the synopsis. So that's kind of our crew, kind of a motley crew here with these old timers, literally these 200-year-old people.
Yeah, and they're getting put in, you know, cryo. It's like the big, you know, instead of waking up, we're seeing them get into cryo sleep and wake up like an alien, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so while they're in cryo sleep, again, much like Alien, I guess the onboard computer on the ship detects some bacteria coming towards them. So it opens up that little hatch with the arm. It collects a sample, brings it back in, but unfortunately, the bacteria gets into, I guess, like the duct system or the air duct system somehow, and it spreads out throughout the entire ship, affecting everyone on board. And it begins to systematically, like the alien or thing, like grab onto people, assimilate them, and then with this disease that they get, they basically, like, I don't know, like deteriorate from the inside, only leaving behind their clothes. And in addition
they just
to that,
deflate.
Yeah, they like deflate. And in addition to that, the ship is like deteriorating because there's like this shit, like the bacteria gets on the ship and it starts to like dissolve the ship.
Is like, that what it's doing? Away. I thought they were just like ejecting
like pieces
parts of the ship
of,
in hopes of getting rid of the bacteria.
Well, the computer starts doing it though. Like at first they're doing that, and then doesn't like the computer just keep on.
I thought that the computer was like doing that to try to get rid of the bacteria.
Maybe initially, but I think over the course it determines that like, oh, we can't stop this. So it's like it tries what it basically as the crew dies one at a time and they slowly start to realize what's going on. The onboard ship mother inside the room, which is virtually identical to the same room in Alien, basically decides, like, all right, we got to save the onboard ship computer, or Lilycat, you know, in order to bring it back to Earth and preserve as much data as possible. So it starts, like, jettisoning parts of the ships to try to prolong its life, I suppose. The computer, that is.
This is maybe something I missed. So there... Like the Lilycat was posing, which is like the actual, like another robot that was on the ship, like the bishop of this, in a way.
Well, I think there were two cats. Yeah. There was the actual Lilycat, the real Lilycat that the girl had, and then the robot Lilycat.
Which was, yeah. And does it ever reveal, it does, you do see the real cat get eaten by the
and it's horrifying. Alien. Like it gets sucked through this hole
through
in
the wall.
Like, ah!
I thought, yeah, for a while, you kind of like it's not really revealed for a while that it's a separate thing. I feel like,
yeah,
like the cat.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, is it ever explained that like the computer made a cat robot after Lily
that?
Cat
I'm not sure. That seems very unusual.
Well, I think it's
a weird thing, right? Because if there was a real cat and then there was a robot cat. One of two things happen, and both don't really make sense. Well, like, either there was a pre-existing robot cat.
I think you see the cat before the other one dies, the robot. And I think what it is
cryo sleep too.
Yeah, I think what happened, and so he mentions toward the end, he's like, it's been for 20 years. It walked around the ship and was collecting the data and stuff like that. The Lily cat, and so it was like, I think you're right that maybe the ship computer created. Almost like a physical partner with the robot, and it was hanging around the ship all those years, you know, kind of thing before, and then It's just kind of a coincidence that the other cat gets eaten, I guess. I don't know. There's never like a moment where
but wasn't the cat, didn't the cat belong to the Australian
That's
girl?
What I thought too, yeah.
So that and that was the first time the Australian girl was on that ship, so. Yeah,
so maybe it's, maybe you're right that maybe it created it while they were sleeping or something, you know? I kind of missed that, I suppose, that little
I thing. I don't think it explains.
Well, it's very confusing because it shows you as the bacteria is like invading the ship, like the initial time, the first time, like you see the cat in cryo sleep, like in the tube. So you're like, how did, yeah. And it doesn't, so you're like, wait, so did the cat somehow get loose from the tube? Like, and then you later discover, oh, there was a second robot cat. Okay.
Okay. So I think this is what happened, even though it doesn't make any sense, but I think there was only one Lily cat and it was a robot from the beginning, and somehow when the bacteria got through the vent it got into the cat's cryo thing and corrupted the cat.
Well, the thing, there's supposed, there's two though, because I think the one,
there's two, what,
two cats because I because there's a, you see the one walking around in the halls with like its glowing eyes,
yeah, because you hear
stuff.
It go tink 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 tink,
and then and then he mentions toward the end, he's like, it walked around for 20 years, like while we were, like the Wolverine does, Captain Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
Captain Logan.
Yeah, Captain Logan.
Captain Logan. Captain Dick Logan.
Yeah.
Oh no, Dick is the cop.
Yeah,
never mind.
Yeah, let's just take names from every all the other characters.
Captain Wolverine, Captain Logan. Logan, he says that like, oh, there was the robot. I can't remember why. Was like talking with
it
the computer.
Didn't trust us and, or something like
that. Yeah, okay. And like took control of the ship, basically. That, and so
we're expendable.
So I thought maybe you said that maybe that the computer created the robot cat, or maybe they knew that there was going to be the cat. So whoever made this one to kind of copy it or something. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe it's actually just a coincidence that they're both named Lily, or one, the other one isn't Lily. Maybe the other one is just a robot cat, and then it's just
no. Because in the there's a shot of the name of the robot on the display screen in the mother room, and that says Lily Cat.
Yeah, and then like I said earlier, like computerized animal shaped technology robot or something.
Yeah, don't you remember that very easy to remember?
I have to look every time at my notes for that, because I will never remember that.
This says that Hamilton manages to survive and discovers that a robotic replica of Nancy's cat, known as the Master or Lily Cat, computerized animal shaped technological robot, is responsible for taking over the ship. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's the
because it wants to preserve the data, like the data above all else. We got to bring back, and that was also a little confusing. Like in Alien, it makes more sense. It's like you got to preserve the alien that you found. Whereas in this, it's like you got to preserve the data? Question mark. Like what data? Like the data that they didn't gather on the bacteria. Like what?
Well, the,
like,
maybe of the planet that they were.
I think yeah, just planetary.
But data. They didn't really. Well, that's just something the movie doesn't explain.
Remember, they sent out probes to the planet. In the
beginning? Oh, that's right. They sent out. Well, that's like a 2 second thing that happens, and you forget about it.
Well, that's the thing this movie just does. I don't think this movie cares very much to explain that.
We just want to get to the alien and thing stuff.
yeah, pretty much. I mean, but it's all cool ideas. It's a little quick. You know, a little bit, a lot of things, maybe too many.
Well, there were times when I also felt like this movie was kind of doing like a hat on a hat thing, where it's like, wait a minute, it's alien and the thing. Like, it seems like they could have like merged those things a little better. Like, and the Lily Cat is also like, there were like three kind of protagonist element or antagonist elements. There was the bacteria.
Yeah, you got Terminator Cat. This one, you know,
Terminator Cat. You got the thing running around. It's just like, it was kind of...
You got a criminal
a
on
criminal,
board.
Yeah, like two criminals, like, or, well, two well, stowaways.
Oh, another thing I really liked, the concept that they were, the people that snuck on board, they're called time escapees.
Yes!
And the whole thing that they're doing is they're sneaking on board a ship that will basically be away for 40 plus years. And then they just come back to society and nobody remembers their crime.
Yeah, that was honestly, I think the most interesting thing this movie does is not the two blatant ripoffs. It's like, it's the one sort of unique thing is just like the idea of time passing by back on Earth and time escapee. I mean, this could be like a movie on its own, like
its own movie.
This could be its own movie for sure. Time escapees, or as I thought, time crimes. this is the original time crimes. Like that idea is fun. That idea is good. And to me, those are like the scenes that they let play out a little bit where the captain is just, to me, that was the best scene in the movie when the captain's just like, you know, it's revealed that, you know, the two stowaways are, as we said, the cop and the person he's chasing down, this guy who killed three drug pushers or something. And he says, the cop says, it's like, you're responsible for me losing a promotion or something like that. Now it's like, if I'm a cop and I'm alive, I gotta chase criminals. That's just how it goes. You know, that's my thing. And the captain Logan, that's not his name, but we're gonna call him Captain Logan. It's just like, dude, like he starts to break down the whole thing of space travel. And it's like, time goes by. And it's like, they got shit called Wi-Fi now. It's crazy. And they got like high definition TVs. It's insane. But he tells him, it's like, dude, no one's going to give a shit about these crimes when you get back. No one's going to remember. Like, what is the point? And that is the most interesting thing that this movie does.
Yeah. I'll throw some positives out there. I mean, I think the ship looks cool. I mean, it kind of looks like the ship from Sunshine a little bit. And also in Avatar, it looks like the ships a little
bit. Oh, dude, like there's a moment where like the lily cat like opens up the hangar bay door and like two guys get sucked out and these spaceships get sucked out. The spaceships that get sucked out are identical to the dropships from Aliens.
Well, those were identical. Remember StarCraft ripped that off eventually too, you know?
Oh, that's true. Fa-fa-fa.
But no, I don't know, like, I like the vibes, like, especially, I don't know, if I didn't have the title of the videos tell me what the movie was, it would have been kind of cool to discover. But like, it has like a nice, at least the beginning, a very kind of atmospheric vibe. And I kind of like this grounded anime kind of style like this a little bit, even though it gets pretty wacky. But I don't know, like just humans kind of, like they don't have superpowers or anything like that. I mean, other than the aliens, of course, and robots. But I don't know, it's a cool vibe. And the way the ships is, and I'm like, okay, I would love to see an alien anime, you know, this is kind of it, I guess, closest we got, unless you know of any others.
not explicitly. Yeah.
or just like the vibe, I guess, that have those. I mean, it just shows you how influential that movie is. It's kind of cool.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, to give this movie some credit, like, you know, the visuals are cool when they kick up, like the signature lily cat, like when it's revealed that it's a robot, it's like cat face like detaches off and you see like the mechanisms underneath, and like a lot of it's, I think it gets like the captain like shoots it with a flamethrower, right?
I think so.
Like he opens, like the cat's hiding out in the mother room, like doing stuff. The captain like fashions his flamethrower and burns the door open and sees it. He's like, what the fuck? And then the cat runs out and he burns it. And like for the rest of the movie, you see like the cat, it looks like, it kind of looks like the battle damaged T-Rex toy from Jurassic Park that back in the day. Like you see, you see like it's like skeletal insides and stuff and patches, and it looks cool. It looks gnarly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how you can see it's kind of leg, not bones, obviously, but leg mechanisms.
Endoskeleton, I guess you could say. But it looks cool. And to speak to the thing aspect, like, and again, some of the imagery is like directly taken from the thing, like the two heads like merging and like stretching apart. Like that's
kind
right
of
the
freaking tendrils and shit.
The tendrils and stuff, but like some of the imagery, like especially at the to sum up the plot, I kind of abandoned that earlier. Like it picks them off one by one, and then eventually, in something that's completely out of nowhere, the captain's like, because they're all sort of like, oh shit, like we're gonna die, and like we're all infected, we're gonna die anyway, like whether Lilycat kills us or this the thing or the alien or whatever, and the captain's like, no, damn it. We're going to live long enough to stick it to the man. We're going to blow up this whole damn ship and the lily cat. And he says, like, don't kill yourself yet. Like, I got a space shuttle stowed away in this other compartment that nobody knew about.
I know, like an American space shuttle. You know?
It's like an American space shuttle from like the 80s. And we should point out, it is I think it's like the year 2270 or something like that. It's far into the future. So this thing is hella old. And he tells the two remaining survivors to get on the ship and just live. And live as long as you can. And I guess it's just, is the ship like on autopilot? Because there's no way these two 20-somethings from the year 22 whatever know how to pilot a space shuttle from the 80s.
Exactly. The ending of them being able to pilot this thing is just like, throw it all out the window.
He does have a really cool, like, kind of like, you know, one of those badass sort of existential lines at the end, you know, yeah, little monologues. Do you remember what he says? Something about like, does a caterpillar look at a butterfly with like content or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, does it look like at it with envy? Yeah. And then does the butterfly like acknowledge the caterpillar?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Which I was like, I was trying to figure out the metaphor for what was happening.
I think it's because he's basically going into a new life.
Okay.
And so he went from being a caterpillar who murdered people to a butterfly who is free.
Who will eventually die anyway, because the bacteria inside him.
Presumably going to a planet that is inhospitable anyways.
Well, possibly, yeah.
Well, they looked at each other and they're like, at least we can fuck one more time, you know?
Yeah. But first, we got to figure out how to get off these ancient spacesuits so we can do it.
There's a kind of a really scary, because as their shuttle blows out of the future, big ship, the thing like attaches to it as they're kind of going down, and like you hear like the people that it like ate like screaming and telling like help.
Save
and
us.
Yeah. Which is kind of a cool.
That is scary. A creepy visual. Like when it reminded me of Terminator 2. Like when the T-1000's in the lava pit dying, and it's like kind of morphing into all the people. It's like changed into, and it's like this weird, like, you know. And it's honestly to me, it was one of the scariest bits from the movie, where you just see them outside as they're burning up in the atmosphere of the planet they're going down to. Like, help us, save me, you know.
There's a gnarly shot too with like the people where it like was like flinging around their naked bodies or something. Do you remember that? Like it was.
Yeah.
There's some. I think it's pretty gnarly, and I love that kind of. It's for, you know, anime. You know, they it's, you know, animated on like is really limited frames a lot of times, but then when it's really striking when they do go to like very fluid animation with like the the alien shit. It's crazy. So. I don't know
one other thing we haven't mentioned with this movie was the music. It's kind of a little all over the place. Like, it made me laugh whenever it popped up, but it's like I
was like, vibing with it though.
Like, for instance, like, yeah, I enjoyed like the 80s-ness of it. There's some synthesizer stuff going on, but there's a moment like when they start to, you know, go like, we're gonna go after this thing and kill it, like the bacteria, the thing, and like heavy metal music pipes in for briefly. Like, I was like, yes, this is cool. But other moments, like, let me check my notes. There was one moment where the music just didn't quite fit. It was the moment when they talk about the concept of time escapees, and the music's like, da, 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 da. It's like, wait, what? This music doesn't fit at all. Like, what's going on?
That's funny. I'm trying to find that there's a lot of some of these actors, the voice actors, if what else they've maybe done. Do you remember who Miss? Sorry. Which one was Nancy? Nancy's the, am I looking at the right one? Yeah. Nancy, that was the last lady, the blonde girl, I guess. She was Australian, is what she was supposed to be.
Yeah.
The actor that was Masako Katsuki, and I think she was Sailor Neptune on Sailor Moon, and then she looks like she was the Yellow Ranger on Denji Sentai Mega Ranger. Which one is that? Is that the Turbo?
Mega Ranger is space.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, well, it's fitting that she was in that one.
So, it's kind of cool. I was trying to figure out if anybody was popping out, and I'm like, okay, he's done something.
Yeah, like the legacy of this movie, like, there doesn't appear to be like a Blu-ray of this. Like, I guess at some point, like a VHS came out for the US and it had an American dub, which by all accounts is terrible.
I bet that's fun though, a VHS of this with the dub.
Well, because like we said, like some of the dialogue in this movie is insane. Like, does a butterfly like envy a caterpillar or vice versa? Like, I can imagine a voice actor from this era like really hamming it up with these lines, especially the Guile guy with the shotgun. You know, like what do you guys think the American voice of this would be? Like, where would they go with the voice? Would it be like this? I got 20 hunting dogs back home. I just like to shoot stuff.
I think you got it. I think you got the job, Dave. Yeah.
You probably did a better job than Ryan.
Don't take away my toy.
Should we do a fan dub of Lily?
Oh, hell yeah. Who could I play? I feel like, I don't know. What about the Ryu character?
I want to be the killer.
Oh, you want to be him? Yeah. What can he do? His like he's kind of like the cool guy.
So
cool
guy. I did. I remember for that particular guy. Was that Ryu?
That's. I think he just looks like a Ryu looking.
Oh, the guy on the cover.
Yeah,
though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He kind of reminded me of Yusuke from Yu Yu Hakusho. He kind of looks.
Oh yeah,
to him.
I can see that. Yeah. It's interesting because like I said, I think there's a number of things in here like story beats that it doesn't flesh out completely. But his backstory is that he killed, I think, three people because they basically got his sister addicted to drugs and like. And she's in a like prostitution house or something like that.
So yeah, the way he says it in the movie, he's like, "She was, you know, where I found her? A whorehouse."
Yeah. So,
so I killed him.
So he explains this backstory, and at first I'm like, "Okay, this is so weird to like just drop this," but there's one line that he has. I went back and watched it. It's after their like interrogation, and he's walking with Nancy, the Australian chick, and they're both like kind of bitching about Mr. Dick, and he just like is looking at Nancy, and he's like, she would be about your age now if she was alive, and then she's like, what did you say? And he's like, nothing. And it's just, and that's it.
Yeah,
it's so funny, but like they do drop this breadcrumb, but. I mean, it's just
Which is also
so at
a
least
weird
they
thing to say it's like she'd be about your age now, 2 years older than she was. It's just like what? Okay, she'd be about 2 years older by my calculations if she'd lived.
I really want to say that butterfly line, so that's what I'll be.
Yeah. They're pretty calm too when crazy shit's going on, you know, the crew. And I know it's tough sometimes in anime, but they all kind of like look at each other like, oh god, like, and then they're like something crazy happens, like someone got eaten or something, and they're just like back to normal, you know?
usually with anime it would be like, oh, and then like, you know, lines like racing lines would show up behind them, like, oh, you know? But as you said, this one surprisingly grounded for an anime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some of that stuff that I think you're thinking of is a lot more modern.
Okay.
This is 87, which is pretty dang early in you know, the life of anime, at least as we know it today. So a lot of that exaggeration stuff didn't get brought in, at least commonly, until a bit later. But I mean, still, it, to your point, there is like a mutedness to this. But yeah, I think this thing is just super obscure, and I'm kind of just, I think it's so funny that you stumbled upon
it. That I stumbled upon it, yeah.
Yeah, some ancient treasure.
Well, I'm glad
this is like the space shuttle that Logan was
there's like in. There's not a ton of images from this movie on the internet, and then like the one striking one is Lily Cat with the cat face detached and the robot face underneath. Like, that is a striking image. Like, that sold it for me. Like, you know, I'm like, this one, we're doing this. And also, it's like, I wanted to change things up a little bit, you know, like throw a curveball into the lineup this Shocktober with this anime, you know.
No. So it does say on the YouTube video that we all watch, it's got 96,000 views.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, it has been only 3 years, I guess, it's been uploaded today. That's quite a bit. I bet it's one that's kind of caught on a little bit. With people kind of passing it around and all that kind of stuff, and it's
not like the quality's bad. Like, it doesn't look like somebody uploaded like a bootleg. Like, it looks good.
Yeah, it could be a little bit better, a little bit less crunched, those darks, you know, but it looks...
Well, sure, but I mean, you know, all things considered, for an obscure, like, you know, that seemingly only had VHS releases, it looked pretty good.
And honestly, like, that's the thing that I always treasure when I watch these kinds of anime, especially because they're for all intents and purposes, they probably should just be lost to time, but somehow we're lucky enough to still have them, and it's like, these things are so cool. Like, to me, it's a big deal that this is from 87. Like, it's just to see what was going on at the time, because the pickings are pretty slim. So I think it's just cool that this is still out there for us to see, available out there in the internet.
Yeah, I'm glad that you picked it, too. It added another one to my list. I'm never gonna, my birth year challenge I'm never going to finish, but this one I can throw on there.
I was just about to bring that up, right? It's like, well, if all else, Ryan gets to knock off another one from his birth year challenge list on Letterboxd.
Yeah, so I was just like, hell yeah. But there's another kind of space anime I have on my watch list for that. You ever seen this one? It's, what is it? Royal Space Force, The Wings.
That is at the pretty much top of my anime watch list, because it's a very... that one has a lot of prestige that seems to be behind mm-hmm. it. And in the early days of a studio, I think it's Gainax, if I remember correctly. And so that's at the very top of one of my anime watch lists.
Yeah. I remember seeing that when I was looking up things, and I was like, oh, that kind of similar spacey anime from that year.
Well, maybe if there's something this episode does, maybe it'll bring more light to Lily Cat, and maybe we can get a Blu-ray release coming up in the future. It's happened before. I feel like we've done it. Like, it happened with the Watermelon Woman later or earlier this year. Yeah. We did it for Stone Cold Ryan's. I got to remember the name.
What is
Winter
it again?
Film Fest Federation. And then, like, what? Like, a month or two later, Criterion's like, we're putting out a Blu-ray.
Yeah, it was all us.
Are you going to have the audacity to say that's a coincidence?
I know.
The Apocalypse Video Bump.
I enjoyed it, and you know, it's a shorty, you know, and I, even though you guys are right, and I agree totally that like there's things put out there that I never really capitalize on, and I think the time, you're right, the time kind of stuff is more underplayed than it probably should be, but I don't know, like it's like I said, it's rare to see sort of like these grounded, realistic feeling animes sometimes, you know. I think at least in the modern age.
Well, before we get into ratings, do you guys have any other closing thoughts on Lily Cat? Computerized, animal-shaped, technological robot?
I guess what I was thinking of, you know, because I was thinking of Terminator with this robot cat, but it's cats can find an alien, but dogs find robots, you know? So if they had a dog, they probably would have been able to find the robot cat, you know? Seems like that's the case in movie logic, is that cats can identify an alien, dogs can identify a robot. So that was my
favorite. Terminator, yeah.
Yeah, so. So keep a cat around if you don't want to be, aliens in your
dwellings. Have a cat and a dog in your set.
If you had to choose, whatever you're more scared of, robots or aliens.
Aliens or things.
I just think isn't it funny, like, Nancy brought this cat, but it seemed like they had a special cryo tube for cats. So, I mean, I wonder, like, if they had to go out of their way to build something like that.
Maybe the plan was for someone to bring a cat So I don't know. Maybe
must
it was like
have a cat.
You have to have a cat for the to copy for the ship robot. Yeah, the cat Lily Cat is basically HAL 2000, HAL 9000 in a way, a little bit.
I was thinking. So Dave never said this. I didn't want to look like the only one, but I was thinking that this movie had also enough takings from 2001. As well.
It does.
Yeah.
I can't believe it took that long because it has the whole computer readout of it talking and
that's
stuff.
That's why, yeah, exactly. The computer readouts and then I
taking control of the ship and all that.
Yeah.
Well, there's also that scene where Lily Cat is like reading lips and it didn't happen.
Wow.
Well, let's get into recommendations here. Nick, let's start with you. You're the main anime guy here at Apocalypse Video. How would you rate this? First off, would you recommend it, I guess?
It depends if your exposure to anime is sizable. I would not recommend this. I think it's a pretty safe skip. But if you are looking to expand your palette, especially for early days anime, this is not the worst watch. So I think it's pretty middle of the road. It's got pretty much an equal number of goods and bads to me. Mm. It's kind of a right down the middle for me. So if it depends on kind of what you want out of anime and how much you've seen and how much exposure you want. So if you want exposure to early stuff like the 80s and that's my favorite time period, 80s and early 90s. Like this is a little good snapshot. And plus it's like 67 minutes or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's an hour and 7 minutes. Not a long.
Yeah, so
watch.
It's a real quick watch. But it's got some cool stuff.
I mean,
but,
you can squeeze this in a lunch break. You know, you can like maybe skip the credits, save yourself a little time, or just say screw it and show up 7 minutes late to your meeting. You know, whatever.
Yeah, you
can do it.
You can watch it,
or watch it during your meeting.
Yeah. Or watch it during your meeting.
You got two monitors. I know you're listening to this. You got two monitors. You got one meeting.
You got the Zoom call on one monitor, and you got Lily Cat playing on the other.
Come on, we all know about work-life balance.
And plus, it's a sub, so you can just read it. You don't have to have the sound on necessarily.
You can put it on mute so the people that you're talking to don't.
Be honest, I think you don't even need to read the subs in this. I mean, there's some cool stuff, but like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
a little bit.
Yeah, you might get just more confused.
There's some cool vibes, but like, yeah, the like you'd miss all the late backstories we get at the hour point of this movie.
Imagine everyone in the Zoom call. Like you're talking about like, you know, the fourth quarter, like we really gotta get this done, fiscal year's coming up, and then someone out of nowhere is like, oh, you would have been 2 years, she would have been about your age right now. And the boss is like, what? Excuse me? I thought you told me you muted all their lines.
Yeah.
They're like you're getting to your performance reports and you start talking about being a butterfly or a caterpillar. Yes. Listen, our profits were down, but this is a caterpillar year. Next year we're going to be butterflies.
That's funny.
Well, Ryan, where do you fall on Lily Cat?
No, I agree with everything Nick saying. For me, I like he said, like expanding your anime palette. I liked it, and I think it made me want to kind of try to find more in this vibe. I feel like with animes and stuff,
like before anime really took off, well, like not, in the '90s,
well, at least in America, you know. I think.
At least, yeah, in America.
But I mean, I love a sci-fi anime kind of thing. I kind of like this vibe of one-offs. I think it's cool. There's not like a story we need to have experience with.
There's not 9,000 episodes before it, like Dragon Ball Z, which is one of the reasons I will never get into that show. It's impenetrable.
It's too late for you for that.
I'm seriously on the ship with the shotgun, like, you know, like, I gotta end it all.
We should sometimes, though, the next theater release for Dragon Ball, they gotta take Dave to it, I think, just to see.
But I have
reaction.
No idea what's happening or who any of the characters are.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. I'm gonna subject you to
I think it'd be funny. I think it'd be fun. I mean, the last one was kind of cool. It was about like, you'll get it. There's nothing.
Okay. Well, to speak to my anime experience briefly, like, I think the first anime I ever really watched in full was Cowboy Bebop. I think, if I remember correctly, I think I saw an episode of Cowboy Bebop. This was during the early Adult Swim days, like when Cowboy Bebop was first airing on that. And I saw like half of the episode. I saw like the second half of the episode. And then the first full thing I saw was actually Cowboy Bebop the movie. I saw it in theaters. Mm. And it was actually kind of a revelatory experience for me. Like, I was like, oh, this is anime. Like, this is cool. And it's kind of the same vibe as this. It's like kind of sort of grounded sci-fi a little. I mean, obviously Cowboy Bebop's very stylized, but I mean, compared to other sci-fi anime, like, it's, you know, it's grounded. And I really liked it. And I, as far as Cowboy Bebop, I enjoyed that, like, it was allowed to be kind of slow. Like, if you remember Cowboy Bebop the movie, this might be shocking to you, but that movie is almost 2 hours long for an anime. Which, yeah, is,
well, for an animation, that's a long time.
Just for animation period, that's crazy. So I'm like, oh, so this is what anime can do. Like, this is cool. And ever since then, like, that's kind of the relationship I've had with anime. Like, it's like anything is possible with it, and it's very much a unique style unto itself. Because, like you said, Ryan, earlier, like oftentimes with anime, like the frame rate is like different.
Well, it's like they use the lack of animation frames like on purpose, you know, kind of thing.
But, yeah,
like usually movies have more. It's more of the shows that are a little cheaper, but the this uses it to its advantage and stuff, I think.
I agree. Yeah. It's a very unique style, and for that reason alone. I would recommend Lily Cat. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, sort of, I guess, a weak recommendation. Like, as you guys said, there are better sci-fi animes than this, but it's also only an hour and 7 minutes long. You can watch it during a meeting, like we said. And I think there's enough cool imagery, despite the fact that it's a blatant ripoff of Alien and Thing, that to keep you interested throughout.
I mean, just to show how cool you are, if you want anime cred, I mean, I'm looking at who I followed on the chatterbox, and there's only you guys and one other person that have seen this movie. So that's pretty, you want to be cool in your anime world. You should watch it probably. You know,
you want that street cred.
Yeah. Like you see, what's Lily Cat? Like you want to, you know, you want to tell those, what that's like the derogatory, anime name,
the weebs.
Yeah. Like you want to show those weebs. Watch Lily Cat. No, but I enjoyed it, and I want to.
Yeah, just find some kids talking about One Piece and be like, "You should need to watch it."
It's so messed up and gnarly.
I think, but no, I it made me want to like
drop your straw hat.
If Nick says this is like middle of the road, like I can't wait to see what's like, you know, what's better than this.
What's,
you know.
So, oh, I thought you were gonna say what's garbage. What's outright garbage?
Oh no. Like I could picture the garbage. I think, but like
I think you asked me off show one time, Ryan, about it was either Robot Carnival or Neo Tokyo, and both of them are at least so Neo Tokyo is more of an anthology, but there's some sci-fi stuff in there. That's a good
I think
one.
That was one where I think someone I follow was posting about. Like soundtracks for a couple animes or something. And I was just like they were coming up on vinyl or something. And I'm like, what is this? You ever seen these? Neo Tokyo is actually from 1987 as well.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. It's a really cool anthology.
Cool. But yeah, I enjoy it. Like you said, Dave, soft recommendation, I think, for the, even just if you want to see a blatant, I mean, there was probably plenty of alien ripoffs in the 80s, and this is there's not how many anime ones are there, you know?
That's true. It's unique in its ripoffedness. Well, all right, that's Lily Cat. It may have been not great, but I'm glad that we shook things up a little bit, threw an anime into the schedule for this Shocktober, you know, spice it up. But things will get back to normal in our next installment, folks. As we watch the 1995 cyber thriller from Catherine Bigelow, Strange Days. Jack in, if you dare.
What are you doing?
We have nowhere to run. We can wait in this block. But that means we'll die of starvation or become another monster like the rest of them. Which doesn't tickle my fancy at this moment in time. So for me, the only answer is for us to kill ourselves. Okay?
Oh, 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 oh,